I mentioned the CEO of Dublin City Council giving out about parts of Dublin being turned into a bomb site due to scavenging, basically people rummaging through bins to get cans and plastic bottles to get money back through the return scheme. Lots of you got in touch, and one of those people who got in touch with their experience is the chair of Tralee Tidy Towns, Brendan O'Brien. Brendan, good morning to us. You were saying that you've seen this in Tralee.
Obviously, good morning to listeners, and belated birthday greetings from Tralee Tidy Towns to Tressa. We heard about birthday last week, but that is happening constantly around Tralee, that people are going through the bins and they're just taking what they want from the bins, and that's basically it. And I suppose they're making a few pence on the side, I don't know, but it's constant, like, to be honest about it. If we could put, as I said when this started up, I said if we could put something on a fag boat, it'd be even better for us. That's all I can say.
Now, the return, the people behind the return scheme, the organisation behind the bottle and can return scheme is saying that people should avoid dumping cans and plastic bottles. But again, can you blame people for doing this, particularly people who really, really need money to because they're homeless or they're just in dire financial state, that they feel that they have to go through bins to get bottles and cans? And is this an indictment of our society, really, rather than on these poor individuals who may have to do this?
Well, in one sense, I suppose it is, but in the other sense, it's a way of them that they're just walking in, they're picking that, they would probably get 10, 15 euro a day, you know, from hanging around, and to be quite honest with it. And it isn't the fact that, I mean, it's just people that are just walking and they're not bringing the bottle or the can back to the bank, they just put it into the refuse bin, that's it. You know what I mean? And people do it, and that's it.
Have you ever had to approach someone who did that, who was rummaging and then was just kind of maybe flaking the rest of the rubbish out in the street?
I haven't, but I saw a gentleman one day, you'd laugh at it, I saw a gentleman one day and he was doing the Link Road there. He was doing the Link Road on his scooter and he was picking up the cans. No fair dues to him, but I wish he would pick up the rest of the litter with it, but he was doing the Link Road with a bag and a picker, and all he was stopping and he was putting them in, like, fair dues that, like. But yes, people are going through the litter bins and stuff, and I mean shops, I see shops in fairness bringing the litter bins in because people are just going through them and they're just throwing them out there, you know what I mean? Any business people are doing that now, you know what I mean? It's kind of one since they're doing that, but the litter bin isn't outside the door anymore, so people are looking for rubbish, and that's basically it, like.
How do we resolve this problem of bin scavenging?
I don't think you're going to resolve it, Tressa, or anybody will resolve it, because it is just easy money for people to see it, like, okay, you can get what, bring four or five bottles and you get a euro for your shopping or a euro for something, do you know what I mean? That's the way they see it. And no, we're not picking them up on the street. We're out every Wednesday night and we're not picking any bottles or cans up on the street anymore. You know what I mean? Obviously they're being picked up at source, and that's it. And people see it, and they're picking it up. Just like one lady said yesterday, she said the van stopped outside the door and picked up a can. Do you know what I mean? Like, so fair dues. We're not picking cans or bottles up. That's all.
What if there were special bins, street bins, where for those bottles and cans, and then anyone who wants to retrieve them and make some money through the return scheme can do it that way? And it won't interfere with other rubbish.
Well, you can put that out, like, but you get them, Tracy. You just get them standing at the bin, and they'll just take them. They won't let the people put them into the bin. In fairness, they'll just stand there if anybody is going doing that. I mean, it was great during the festival because different organisations put out special bins, and that's it. But they had to lock them. I saw it during the festival. They had to lock the bins because people were giving up to. I would just say, for one thing, say St. Vincent de Paul. I can't remember who it was now, or others, which was hospice. But the people were just going into the bin. You know what I mean? And that was it. They were taking them out of the bin when they were going to some organisation, and they had to lock them. So it's just the way society is, I think, Tressa, to be honest about it.
Brendan, we leave it there. Thank you. And every continued success to Tralee Tidy Towns. Well done to all the great work you do. Chair of Tralee Tidy Towns, Brendan O'Brien.